The Port of Auckland's freight container hub in Wiri still resembles a war zone. Following the tornado that ripped through the south part of the city, the inland port was in the direct path of Saturday's twister, and that resulted in the death of a contract worker doing repairs. Dozens of containers, some weighing up to 30 tonnes, have toppled over or been shunted around the port, leaving a giant clean-up job for its subsidiary operation, Conlinx. Matt Ball is the General Manager of Communication at the Ports of Auckland and joins us now. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Corin.
Well, firstly, just obviously this is a terrible tragedy with the loss of Janice Prasad. This must have been a huge shock for those workers and people involved at the time.
Yeah, a massive shock for everyone involved. I think it would have been absolutely terrifying there. I've seen CCTV footage of containers weighing 4.5 tonnes just being picked up and thrown around in the air like matchboxes. So, I mean, I can't imagine how frightening that must have been. You know, and for people all over South Auckland in a wind like this, it's just terrible.
Just remind people what's involved at Wiri and the scale there and what sort of disruption you've had.
So Wiri is about a 15-hectare site. It's about 1.5 kilometres north to south in length. The winds came through and in something like 20 to 30 seconds just threw containers all over the place, lifted up heavy machinery. These containers weigh, you know, from around the sort of 2-3 tonnes up to 30 tonnes, as you've said. And the wind just sort of came in suddenly, no warning. And just the ferocity of it has just thrown things all over the place.
And how long is it going to take to clean up those containers?
Well, if the guys can get it done in less than a week, I would be amazed. I was out there yesterday having a look around. The extent of the damage is pretty massive. By some estimates, maybe 400 containers damaged. And they're the full and empty containers too. So there's imports and exports that are there. The exports obviously waiting to come out to the port. And the imports waiting to go to the various importers, the distribution centres and things. So the team out there will pick their way through the damage. You've got to do it really carefully, obviously. It's quite precarious out there, so safety first. But they've got help from specialised contractors, some massive cranes out there to shift these containers around and get things tidied up.
And will this cause further delays to shipping and freight around the country?
You'd have to think so, Corin. Hopefully not huge delays, but it certainly doesn't help when you're trying to, you know, get the supply chain back in order to have something like this happen.
And containers at the moment are pretty valuable items, aren't they, globally? So does it make much of a difference losing, 400 containers?
I think globally it won't make too much of a difference, but yeah, it would make a bit of a difference here in New Zealand.
Is there anything that can be done to mitigate this sort of event with containers and this type of operation?
Yeah, I mean, that's something we've been looking at. I noticed that there was a report that you guys carried about meteorologists saying you just can't predict tornadoes. We certainly do watch out for high winds, and we have high wind protocols at the port and out at Wiri. But I remember 2 years ago, a tornado just ripped along the waterfront and through here at the port. There was no warning. And luckily, in that one, the damage was much less extensive. But these things just seem to sneak up on us here in Auckland and surprise us.
Matt Ball, thank you very much for that update. Matt Ball is the General Manager of Communication at the Ports of Auckland.